Hey, and welcome back to my podcast. This is Sabi for Six, and I'm here with you for 6 minutes on this Sunday. Today, I just want to talk all about Married at First Sight. So Married at First Sight Australia first aired on E4, I think, a few weeks ago. And this is the Married at First Sight Australia 2019. And we are watching it now. And I've watched the past couple of series. But this one has really got me going. Like, it's given the drama. There are some beautiful couples. There are some not so great couples. And I have really been following the journey of these couples. So Married at First Sight is basically a show where couples get together in an experiment. So they meet for the first time on their wedding day. Now, that is just crazy. Like, imagine you don't spend the time building up a relationship, you know, you don't have someone slide into DMs or like a few tweets or favor a few or like a few posts on Instagram. Like, you don't have any of that. You don't have hints, you don't have glances across the room, you don't have that build up. You have you meeting your partner, your life partner, your future husband, wife, or other, your future person on, like, at the altar. That's just crazy. Like, that is actually crazy to me. I wonder if any of you guys would be able to do that. Could you really meet your husband, wife, or other, your person, your king or queen, on, like, at the altar? I can't believe it. They meet at their wedding. So I think there's like four couples, but there's a couple who came in that have been strong from the beginning, and that is Jules and Cam. Like, they have been beautiful to watch. They're the only couple who have said the L word, which is just really, really lovely. And one thing, I can't lie, one thing about Mzungu people is they can love. Like, they have so much love to give in their hearts. And our community, like, it's different. Like, it is so different. And then, yeah, like, they're just so beautiful to watch. And there are other couples as well. But sorry, one girl I need to just talk about. One very dangerous and psychopathic, I'm using that in terms of, like, she's got some tendencies for sure of a psychopath. For example, when you're being accosted, when you're being chastised, and you're just there laughing and smiling, right? So there's a girl called Inez on the show, and she has been horrible since the very beginning. Like, as soon as she got to the top of the aisle, she saw Bronson, which was a guy that she was marrying. She said, oh, hell to the no. And she was like, she was not feeling him at all from the beginning. And as soon as she walked up to him, she was like, can we take that? He's got an eyebrow piercing. And she was like, can we take the eyebrow piercing off, please? I was thinking, girl, you are rude. Like, but it gets worse. Like, she basically goes into the villa. You've got all these happy couples, and she's not been feeling her man from the beginning. So what does she do? She now goes after another person's husband in the competition. Now, that was Sam, and he was just a whole other story. And the drama that blew up, right? Like the last week has been so exciting for me, watching Married at First Sight. And that's just what I've been watching every evening. And so there's a scene, right, where it finally all comes out that Inez has been seeing Sam, who is, you know, Elizabeth's husband. And he basically admits to it on the like sofas. They have a kind of a meeting to decide whether they're gonna leave or whether they're gonna go, honey. And he was like, yeah, I want to leave. He was not getting on with his wife at all, to be honest. Like, they were just not getting on. They were not seeing each other on the same level. One time Sam left right at the beginning of the competition to go to his ex-girlfriend's mum's funeral and didn't even contact her once, and then she disappeared. Like, it was all crazy. But he now comes to the, you know, where they're deciding whether they want to stay or they want to leave, and they're like, yeah, and I've been seeing Inez as well, but she's being too forlorn, and I kind of told, like, I don't want any parts in that either. So imagine, you've now gone to mess with these two girls and you don't want either of them, and Inez, who was really sticking her nose in, you know, really putting her teeth into, right? Like, it's just a lot. Like, I've really appreciated the drama, and I just love the light that watching Married at First Sight has given me, for sure. Like, I want to know, would you meet your partner at the altar? Like, could you have that kind of arranged marriage? So the marriages are actually explained, I put together by experts. I mean, they say they're experts, but if you see some of the matching, I don't know, honey. But could you picture yourself meeting your partner at the altar? I know for sure it's a no from me. No, thank you. But I just wanted to give you that update on Married at First Sight, and I'm sure I'll mention it again, but that's what I've been up to.